Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. We're moving right in through the month of April now, all the way to April 4, and hope God has been blessing you and that you're serving Him and that you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. If in all our ways we'll acknowledge Him, He will direct our paths. And what a great God we serve. It's great. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. And we close our service every Sunday evening with that little chorus. And man, I enjoy it. And it reminds me just how great it is to be saved. Well, I want to share something with you today. If your Bible's close by, Psalm 136, if you would please. Psalm 136. Notice with me verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. You'll find out that every verse ends with that phrase, His mercy endureth forever, until finally the very last verse of that chapter says, Oh, give thanks unto God of heaven, unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. You know, by and large, we find it rather difficult sometimes to give thanks. In fact, an unthankful attitude is one of the characteristics of the last days. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, men are going to be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemies, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Now, none of us are as thankful as we ought to be. I think we're much like those lepers, when only 1 out of 10 return to give thanks. And the Bible says in Psalm 92, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Praise ye the Lord, Psalm 106, and give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Psalm 107, verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136 that we read, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Over and over again, there's verses in the Bible that exhort us to be thankful to the Lord. It's not just thanks for Thanksgiving Day. It's all year long. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, let's give thanks to God today, shall we? You say, preacher, it's not November. No, it's April. But let's give thanks to the Lord. Why? Number one, He's faithful. Faithfulness is part of God's character. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. In Revelation 19, 11, the writer writes, When I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Faithful. Faithfulness implies somebody who's trustworthy, loyal, reliable, dependable. You can count on it. And the faithfulness of God is the basis of our faith in God. Oh, my friend, men will fail you, but God never will. Faithfulness is who God is. God has never broken a promise. He is absolutely reliable. And so that faithfulness would give us confidence when we pray. That's why we'd say Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. God is faithful. God is dependable. God is reliable. It was May 7th, and Roger Sims was hitchhiking his way home, having been discharged from the Army. He flashed his hitchhiking sign in a car, but lost hope for a ride when he noticed it was a black, sleek new Cadillac. But to his amazement, the car stopped. Roger entered the car from the passenger side and noticed the driver was a handsome, well-dressed man, probably in his 50s. Going home for keeps? Asked the driver. Yes, sir, sure am. As the two talked, Roger was able to find out the driver's name was Hanover, and Mr. Hanover owned and operated a business in Chicago. The longer Roger talked to Mr. Hanover, the more impressed he felt to witness him about Christ. Now, they were getting about 30 minutes away from Roger's home when he got the nerve to share Christ. And eventually, when he was finished, he asked him, Mr. Hanover, would you like to receive Christ as your personal Savior? And to his amazement, the gentleman immediately pulled the Cadillac to the side of the road, bowed his head, and received Christ as his Savior. Mr. Hanover thanked Roger and said, This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Well, 5 years go by, and Roger's married, and he was the father of a 2-year-old son, and even had a business of his own. And he's packing for a business trip that took him to Chicago. And he remembered Mr. Hanover, so he found his business card that was given him 5 years earlier and decided he'd look him up when he got to Chicago. And when he got in Chicago, he looked up over Hanover Enterprises. The receptionist told him that it would be impossible for Mr. Hanover to see him, but that Mrs. Hanover would see him if he wished. He was ushered into a beautiful office where a keen-eyed woman greeted him. She extended her hand and said, "I understand you knew my husband." "Yes," he said, "I was hitchhiking home after the war, and he gave me a lift." "When was that?" "Well, it was May 7th, the day I was discharged from the Army." "Was there anything special about that day?" asked the lady. "Yes, ma'am," he said. I shared the gospel with Mr. Hanover. He pulled over to the side of the road and, leaning over the steering wheel, and wept. And he received Christ as his Savior that day. And with that, Mrs. Hanover suddenly began to weep. She wept so hard her whole body shook. When she finally regained composure, she said, "I prayed for my husband's salvation for years. I believed God would save him." "Well, where's Mr. Hanover now?" asked Roger. "He's dead," she said, struggling to speak. "He was killed in a car crash right after he dropped you off. He never got home." Barely able to speak through her sobs, Mrs. Hanover said, "You see, I thought God had not kept his promise. I stopped living for God 5 years ago because I thought he had not kept his word." Oh, my friend, God is faithful to keep his word. God is faithful to his promises. God is faithful. He's faithful even in our calamities. It's easy in times of trouble and turmoil to think that God has turned on us, that he doesn't care, and that Satan loves to tell us that. But that's not true. God allows the afflictions to come into our life. And he does so out of love and loyalty to us. And we have his promise that all things will work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So he's faithful all through, no matter whether we look at it as a calamity or a difficulty or not. His faithfulness stems from who he is. And he's faithful, is continual. The Bible says his faithfulness is to all generations. We know he says, "I'm the Lord thy God, I change not." You'll never be able to accuse God of not being faithful. There'll never be a time when God will be unreliable or undependable. He will always keep his word. God is faithful. Thank God for his faithfulness. But secondly, God is forgiving. Can I thank God for his forgiveness? Our forgiveness, we know, is only through Christ, his payment for our sin on the cross. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And he is propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So our forgiveness is through Christ, and our forgiveness is complete. The Bible says, "You, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." 1 John 1:7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." One rainy day, a young mother and her 7-year-old boy were driving through one of the main streets of their town. Little Matthew seemed to be pondering something as he stared at the windshield wipers doing their repetitious work. "Mom," he said, "I've been thinking about something." "Well, what's that?" Mom asked. "The rain is like sin, and the windshield wipers are like God wiping our sins away." After the chill bump stopped running up and down her arms, she said, "That's really good, Matthew. Do you notice how the rain keeps on coming? What does that tell you?" Without hesitation, Matthew said, "Well, it means we keep on sinning, but God just keeps on forgiving us." Boy, that out of the mouth of babes, what a great truth. And our forgiveness that God has given us releases us from the consequences of sin. "There is now, therefore, now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, has delivered us from the wrath to come. Thank God for forgiveness. Much more than Romans 5, verse 9, "Being justified by his blood will be saved from wrath through him." Oh, my friend, spend time today just thanking God, "I'm forgiven of my sin." I can thank God today because he's faithful. I thank God today because I'm forgiven, and I thank God today that he is my Father. He addressed us as children. He says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." 1 John 3:2, "Behold, now are we the sons of God." Galatians 3:26, "Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." I'm a child of God because I've been born into his family. by faith in Jesus Christ. But I'm not only, he's not only my father, I'm his child. I'm assured that he cares for me. In fact, he said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings and not one of them is forgotten before God? But he said, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. God values us. Why? We're his children. But also, because we're his children, he will direct us and discipline us. Hebrews 12 and verse 5, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Listen, God disciplines us because he loves us. I was disciplined as a boy at home. Why? Because I knew my dad loved me. He never disciplined the neighbor kids. They're not his. But he loves me and he cares about me. And so he directs me and disciplines me. See, God loves us enough to discipline us. The Bible says if you don't discipline your children, it's because you don't love them. A child left to himself will bring his mother and father to shame. But also when God is our father, he's concerned about everything that concerns us. If you're a parent, you know what you're concerned about? You're concerned about whatever concerns your child. That's why God says we can cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us. He cares for us. What concerns us concerns him. What is a problem to us will be a problem to him. Whatever it is we're concerned about or we're dealing with, he's concerned. He cares for us. And then we're accompanied by his companionship. He's our companion. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 1, fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In fact, the promise of Hebrews 13, 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I'm thanking God today because he is faithful. I'm thankful to God today because he is forgiving. And I'm thankful to God today because he's my father. Is he your father today? Have you placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone as your Savior? If not, you need to call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, it's not hard to become a believer in Christ. You put your faith, your trust in Christ alone as your Savior. There's not salvation any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And then, Christian, thank him today. Thank him for being a faithful God. Thank him for being a forgiving God. And thank him for being our Father God. Let's give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Well, have a wonderful Tuesday, William, and I'll look forward to being with you on a broadcast tomorrow. And of course, that'll be Wednesday, Good Wednesday, and we'll say more about that tomorrow. And we get ready for the midweek service on Wednesday night. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.